So, hello everyone. Thanks for joining. So today I'm going to make a presentation titled Running Containers Under Systemd, Exploring Podman Quadlets. So on today's schedule, a short words about me. Then we will talk about Podman, and the interesting part would be Podman Quadlets. And then we will do a demo to explore and see how we can use it to run Podman resources with Systemd. So about myself, I'm a software engineer at Red Hat. I've joined the Podman desktop team a little bit more than 1 year ago. And that's my first time at FOSDEM also. So while working on Podman desktop and Podman, we saw that one big challenge is moving from a local environment to a production environment. In pretty big company, we often have two teams, the development team, which are playing with containers, starting them, pulling them from Docker.io, and often have a need to orchestrate them, because having one container running is nice, but having them communicate is better. So we see Compose being used in a lot of projects, and this is a nice tool to run things locally. But on the ops team, for orchestrating containers, we often use Kubernetes, because it offers way more extensibility, scalability, and it's not the same format. Compose is a specific YAML file, and transforming it into Kubernetes YAML is often a complicated task. So we have this wall of discrepancy between those two teams. And in companies where, or in places where we don't have two teams and only have developer, we often see Compose in a production environment, like when you don't want to bother having a full Kubernetes cluster or only have a small VPS, a single server node, you are pretty frustrated to have to deploy a full Kubernetes, so you find alternative solution. So what is Podman? So Podman, for the name Pod Manager, before going into that in details, the main mission of Podman is managing containers and images. It's compliant with the Open Container Initiative, OCI. And why you should use it? It's open source. It has been recently donated to the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, the CNCF. And it can mostly do everything that Docker can do. And it's one of its other goals than just managing containers is trying to address the challenge that I was talking earlier. And by this name, Pod Manager, we can see Pod, the unit resource of Kubernetes. What that mean? It means that Podman aims to support natively, without having a full cluster environment, Kubernetes resources. So you can, in the same file spec, take a pod, a deployment, a volume, service or config map, and run them directly onto your machine with a Podman installed.